Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu for Sadhu Shares. I'm the angelic ambassador of joy, amongst other things, and the angels are here. They're showing me that they're shaking their very sparkly pom-poms, and they're delighted to be here with all of us today. So I'll start by doing my tuning in chant. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. So just sit back and listen. Om Namo Guru Dev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And we are connected. We are hooked up. And although, you know, really we don't even need the chant to do that because we just must, you know, there's like just this knowingness that we are connected and a trust that we're connected. I had so many different thoughts flowing through my head today, and the angels were like, just let it flow, and knowing that they're there with me, my beautiful guides, the beings, and this incredible posse of beautiful helpers that I have. I feel so blessed. I like to say that I'm wallowing in gratitude and joy. I am. I simply am. Wallowing is such a great word, and it's been kind of in, you know, negative usage. And it popped into my head on the day that Barack Obama was elected. I was so filled with joy, and I had this phrase pop into my head that I was wallowing in hope. So there have been a lot of shifts since then. And so one of the things that I just was thinking about with doing the tuning in chat, it's kind of a nice way of just centering myself, getting in the now moment. But the angels were telling me right before the show, we were kind of giggling amongst ourselves, you might say, around all the shoulds that we have in our life. And certainly I have put many, many, many on myself, and there's so many out there in the world. The shoulds of, I'm sitting here in my little green chair, and the shoulds of when you're sitting and meditating, you know, there's the should that you have should have both of your feet flat on the ground, you know, or there's the should that really you should be sitting on the floor cross-legged, or there's the should that you should be sitting up very, very straight, or there's the should that you should be thinking only certain things, or you should have your mind totally blank. There's so many shoulds out there around how to meditate, how to pray, how to look. I mean, that's huge, huge, huge one. We have so many shoulds that you know, you should have a flat stomach, you should have six-pack abs, or you should eat this, or you shouldn't eat that. There's just really, we put so much pressure on ourselves, and of course we buy into so much of the what would you call it? The should, I'll just see if I can think of a phrase for that. It's like we've got the news, the magazines, the books, and it's all about should. And as a dear friend always says, don't should on me. Which I love that. And there's just using the word should makes me feel kind of rebellious, like I want to go in the opposite direction. I think really probably one of the reasons why I'm talking about this right now is it's still pretty out there in our 3D world. As we're shifting and moving into a heart-centered space and, you know, honoring and trusting ourselves, our inner knowing, honoring that and knowing that each one of us is very different. We have different needs. We have different wants. We have different beings about us. We have different body shapes. We have different brains. There's this beauty in all of us that's just really incredible. And I was kind of thinking about this the other day. I worked with a client recently who we just, it was really, really a lot of hard work for me. And I just knew that in some ways he was not my ideal client. I couldn't look at it as it was good learning for me. Sometimes I'll be in a situation where I'm working with someone and it just doesn't flow very well. The person, you know, doesn't really want to hear what I have to say. And that's okay. That's totally fine, in fact. Because I work by donation only, they're not required to send me any money, and that's totally fine. But what I think I was thinking about is this person that I worked with just seemed really angry, and at some point he asked me a question, and I told him what I was getting, and then he angrily said to me, "I want to know what the angels think." And I kind of got a little mad, and I said, "Well, the angels have told me that whatever comes out of me is from them, and because I didn't say ahead of time, this is what the angel said, doesn't mean, you know," it was interesting. It was like he was kind of attacking me and my knowingness. He didn't like what I said, you know. And so what I was thinking about is, this is a man who does not honor himself, does not value himself. I mean, I could feel the energy around that. There was a lack of openness. There was a feeling of nothing was ever quite right. He was on a search for getting like a really a huge chunk of money and wanted to know if that was going to come to him. Anyway, it was just, I'm not sure why I'm talking about all this, but there you go. We're doing soul flow, so that's how it goes. It's an interesting situation because it's not money that's going to make you happy. It's not having a different body that's going to make you happy. It's not having a partner who's the perfect, and I'm putting this in quotes, perfect body size, you know. This particular gentleman was looking for, he wanted to have a partner, a woman. He wanted someone basically who was a lot younger than him because he said all the women his age let themselves go. He unabashedly wanted someone who was small and little, and he just really couldn't see that perhaps there was some limitation there. Anyway, it was very interesting. My feminist part of me kind of reared up a little bit, and I was felt a little disgusted by it, like, and surprised, like, oh, here's this supposed kind of spiritual being. He says he's on a spiritual path, but he's stuck in his 3D-ness. I really believe that so much of that kind of thinking comes from a lack of self-love. And I know here I am again on the self-love bandwagon. I just feel like it's so, so, so critical. And the angels are saying, yes, it is. It's totally critical. I've been so delighting in seeing more and more people writing about self-love, talking about self-love, the importance of it, how it makes such a huge difference in our lives. Just a little story about myself. It's been 30 years ago. I was probably about 50 or so pounds overweight. And over the course of a year, I lost that weight, and I felt really good, you know, felt very good. And I could see in the mirror, I look thin, I look good, I like how I look. But you know what? It went away. That feeling went away. I couldn't see it anymore. And that was so fascinating to me. And as I look back, I can see what happened. It didn't matter that I had lost weight on the outside. I didn't love myself no matter what. And my goal was to love myself no matter what, and to realize that no matter what size I am, it's all perfect. I mean, we do things, sure, you know, I could eat a whole bunch of ice cream and maybe not feel very good, you know. Sometimes, so depending on why you're eating the ice cream, right, are you doing it to stuff your feelings? Are you doing it from just the sheer joy of having some ice cream? And I really think there's a key there in terms of allowing yourself, you know, maybe it's just like it's an ice cream day. Maybe it's a chocolate day. Who knows? But I believe that the more I love myself and the more I honor myself and see my beauty, my whole complete beauty, no matter what size I am, the more I probably will lose weight and the more I'll see myself as a perfect being. And actually, in the last 6 months or so, I've been on this very fun kind of finding my way around what feels good to eat. How do I feel? What do I want to eat? How much do I want to eat? I'm doing some kind of intermittent fasting that's been feeling really good. I've been doing a really lovely workout routine that's a little bit more of a high intensity interval training, which I love. I've been enjoying, you know, I go on my walks. I still ride my bike, but I'm not riding it to the intensity like I'm just not a bike fanatic like my husband. He adores riding miles and miles and miles. But just really flowing every day with what feels good for me. And I have lost a little bit of weight, and I've lost some inches, as I decided to measure myself. But what's fun is I can look in the mirror now, and I feel good. I see myself, and I've seemed to let go of that kind of body hate or the tummy hate that I've had most of my life. It's just such a lovely feeling. You know, I'm just really honoring, you know, well, what would be good for me right now in this moment? What feels good? Noticing, you know, afterwards if I eat a meal, how did that feel? I know we had some company for a couple of weeks and I was eating a lot more carbs than normal, just kind of flowing with the whole the group dynamic. And I noticed I just didn't have quite the same amount of energy. So I realize I just feel better with more, a little more protein. And I just really try to honor, like, okay, I'm feeling full. Yesterday I had a little later lunch, and I just didn't feel like eating dinner when my husband was eating dinner. So I told him, I'm not going to eat. Let's have popcorn later. So we did that, and that felt really good. So loving this feeling of honoring myself, loving myself, it's made my whole life just really be more joyful and more beautiful. I'm going to do the chant for miracles now. We've got less than 2 minutes left, and I feel like for many of you, it would feel like a miracle if you completely and totally loved yourself. So here we go. Dun dun ram das guru jinasiriya tenesavariya puri hoi karma tapasir jinahare dhariya sikhi ate sangati par brahma kar namasakariya atala ata ho tolatu tera antana para variya jinit sevya bokara setu de para utariya Lab loba kama krod maho marka de tu de sa para baria. Tana sa tera tana hai, sach tera pesa karia. Nanak tu lehna tu hai, guru amara tu vicharia. Guru dita tamana sa daria, guru dita tamana sa daria. So, everyone, we have about 30 seconds left. And it has been my pure joy, and the angels are saying they are delighted also for us all to be together today. I see that I have no caller on the line, which is like, okay, I just have to trust that it's all good. And I'm still getting the clear message. I'm supposed to be doing this. So anyway, much love and many blessings to you. And may you love yourselves absolutely, completely, and beautifully. Have a fabulous day.